Hello, Brian speaking.
Hey, Brian. John with Liquid Flash calling back, sir.
Hey, what's up? That was 30 minutes on the dot. Perfect.
Hey, on time is late, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
First, jokes aside, though, are you good to talk? Or?
Yeah, I'm just driving, okay. But I'm good to talk. Don't worry.
All right. Safety's first, man. Drive safe.
Absolutely.
So, Brian, I'm going to leave it in your hands a little bit here. Did you have any further questions for me or anything like that before we continue further here?
No, I think we got it pretty clear. Basically, it's a month-to-month basis. There is no contract. I can leave when I want, and if you guys make a website, I can either buy the domain or I can rent the website all fully made if I like it.
Right.
And the first month or two are going to be slow because all the people got to do their thing.
Right.
And, you know, you guys are going to be doing your best to get people to call the phone line. And, it's like $200-something a month. Is that like a fixed rate forever, or does that change after 6 months, or how does that work?
Great question. Stays like that for the life of you being with us. Now, I do want to tell you this.
Okay.
There is other promotions and other packages out there. The reason why I didn't go over that stuff with you, though, is because just talking with you and Kimberly, I just feel like you'd be paying more for something that you don't really need on there. Does that make sense? So I'm not that type of person here. Yeah. Let's say in the future, though, that you do decide that you want to upgrade your package to other things, then great. But please, I beg you this one, let me know before you do, because I don't want you paying the normal rate. This promotion that we have for you applies for all packages. So, I have had customers
I'll definitely
do that.
Keep you in mind.
For sure. All right. Perfect. Now, Brian, get things started here. I know I talked to a lot with Kimberly before. Did you want to have her as like an authorized user on the account, or?
Yes.
How do you want to go about that? Yeah. Okay. And then I have like six different friends named Brian, and they all spell it differently. No lie. How do you spell your name?
B-R-Y-A-N.
Okay, perfect. I'm dead serious, man. Every time I'm like, man, how many different ways can you spell Brian?
I know. They're like different factions. I know.
Yeah, I'm like, wow. All right, and then, Brian, how do you spell your last name, sir?
U-M-A-N-A.
U-M-N... Oh, man, I got my dyslexia kicked in on that one.
U-M-A-N-A.
Uh-huh. All right. Are you pronouncing that with Umana?
Umana,
yeah. Did I pronounce that correctly? I love that.
Yeah, that's
perfect. Pretty unique. Yeah, all right, cool. And then the email I have is the one I sent to you guys, right? The appliancebros@AOL.com?
That's it.
Okay. And now, as far as... for the future of everything, like let's say we needed to talk to you guys regarding on the website or contact you for updates for a new promotion, things like that, who would you like us to call? More talk with Kimberly on things, talk to you? Or
Kimberly, yeah. You would call the Kimberly. She's usually the one on that office phone number. So you guys can call that number, and she's usually the one to pick up. Do you guys have a caller ID, or how does that work? Because we've been having a lot of weird mystery calls, and we don't know if we should be picking them up or not. I just want to know, just in case.
Oh, yeah. Before we do any type of payment, I know you're driving, so it's going to be a little difficult. Let me know when you're not driving so that way I can give this stuff to you. But, yes, you'll have a designated number for us. It's an 877 number. You'll have my extension. But, actually, that phone number I give to you is voice-activated. So if you called in, all you need to do is just say billing or Facebook or website, and there'll always be a team available for you Monday through Friday, okay, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time, okay?
Okay.
Now, for now, though, just to get things started, I don't forget promises, Brian. So I know I have your phone number for right now. I'm assuming it's a cell phone. So what I'm going to do is, after payment and everything like that, I'm going to delete your number on this account and just keep it as Kimberly's number or the business number, the ending with the 8938. Is that okay with you?
Yeah,
okay,
perfect.
Just want to make sure. All right, so let me do that right now here. And then the phone number, okay, that's good. Now, this part is for Google. I have to make sure it's on point. If not, it could delay everything, so I don't want that to happen. I have your business name as Appliance Brothers, LLC, excuse me. And then I have the business address as 470, I don't even know how to pronounce that, Piaget?
Yeah, the address changed, but on file, the address is still the old one, which is 470 Piaget Ave, Clifton, New Jersey.
Okay, so that one's good. Is it Unit A1 or is there, what is that?
Unit A1.
Okay, cool. And then, and the zip code I have for that is 07011, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Now, getting things started today, I want to make sure we don't miss an opportunity for our team to introduce themselves to you guys, or to Kimberly, go over the website, go over everything. I can literally set that up as early as tomorrow. Do you think she'll have an hour window to speak with them?
Yeah, but it would have to be after one.
That's okay. Yeah. Let's see here. I mean, if later is better for you guys, then that'd be great.
It is. Yeah. We have a busy morning tomorrow, so yeah.
Okay, no worries. I mean, if you like, I could even set it up for like 4 o'clock. Would you like me to do that from 4 to 5?
Yeah, do 4 o'clock. That's good.
Okay, perfect. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send an email as a Google invite to the email I have on file here. And all I need to do, or I need you to do, is just hit yes on your side, and our team will hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to that meeting. If for any reason that it's not taking too long or you need to reschedule, please do not hesitate to let them know. They'll be happy to accommodate for that, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Here. I'm going to put Kimberly's name on there because you're going to contact her, right? So.
Yeah.
Boom. Okay, and sending that now. Are you still driving, though?
I am. The car drives itself pretty much. All right.
After
give
here.
Me 1 second.
All right. Hold on.
You sent the email, right?
I did, yep.
To the AOL?
To the AOL one, yep.
Okay, I didn't get that yet, but I think we'll get it as we could talk.
Yeah, we got a little bit of time here. It's not a necessity at the exact moment right now.
Don't worry.
Oh, man, you're scaring me, man. All right. So the next part. Now, you're not going to be married to any of this, okay? So you can modify it anytime you'd like, as far as your hours of operations and all that good stuff. So I do have from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Do you want to keep it that way, or do you want to change that up a little bit?
We can do from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. I think that's good.
8 a.m. to 5. Yep, good hours. Okay, so let me go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
Monday through Friday though, right?
Actually, 8 a.m. to 7.
8 to 7? Okay.
Hold on. Now I'm thinking. Sorry.
Take your time. You're good.
let's do 8 to 8. That's better because I can make that work a lot better.
Okay. Sounds good. So, again, anytime, let's say down the road you're like, man, we're getting swamped here and I like to keep it at better hours or whatever the case it is, let our team know. I mean, you'll be able to do all this stuff, but our team, you're paying for this. So, utilize our team. I'll just put it that way. Okay,
got it.
Now, the next part, I have, I'm putting Kimberly's number to be contacted for the customers to reach out to. So let me put that in here. And did you want the customers to email as well or just a phone call?
Email's fine.
Yeah, okay.
Same
email. All right.
Same email. Do you have the right email? I didn't get email yet.
Appliancebros@AOL.com?
Yeah, I guess it's just taking a while.
Okay, let me make sure on my side here. Yeah, it didn't shoot back to me. Usually if it's wrong or incorrect, it'll shoot right back to me instantly there. So, all right,
okay.
No worries. Now, the next part is the service area, your target market. So, like, again, this can go up to 50 miles out if you really need it to. Can go 50 miles every direction. You can use specific counties, zip codes, cities. How would you like to go about that?
50 miles every direction. That's perfectly fine. We can do that.
Okay.
All right. There's some neighborhoods that I wouldn't really want to do business in, but I don't know if I do 50 miles in every direction, if I can exclude those, but We're going to make it happen for now, and then if we have to include them later, I guess we can do that, right?
1,000%. Yeah, actually, that's something we can do. So if there is a town and you're like, hey, yeah, I'm getting these calls, and they're just not most profitable for us, they're not the type of customers, whatever case may be, just let us know, and we'll put an exclusion of those areas. Okay? Now, the next part, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, credit card?
We do cash and credit card.
Cash and credit card it is. All right. And I know I'm making a lot of promises to you, so I want to make sure I repeat them out loud so that way you feel comfortable. I don't forget my stuff here. So we're getting a website completely included in this package for you. Now, do you own a domain that we can use, or do we need to get one for you?
You might have to get one.
Okay.
I do not have one at all.
No worries, partner. No worries. I already came prepared for that. All right. Now, as far as Facebook, that's one thing I didn't remember, though. Do you guys have a Facebook business page at the moment?
I think we have a Facebook because we have an Instagram. So I would assume that we also have a Facebook, so I'd have to check, but it's empty. You know, it's kind of bare.
That's all right. All right, let me take a look here, see if I can find it. Yeah, I see it. All right, let me see.
Yeah.
Well, let's make sure it's the right one, because there's a lot of people always have this.
It's a black icon picture with the Appliance Brothers in the middle.
Yep. Appliance Brothers, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
I have a different number that it's showing, though. 816-372-4162?
I don't know what that is.
Huh.
It might be, that might be Kimberly's personal number, to be honest. Wait, let me double check. Hold on.
Yeah, okay.
Did you look it up? How did you find the number? Was it, like, attached to the Instagram?
No, right on the Facebook, actually.
Oh, really? No, then maybe...
No, that's not it.
I'm not sure.
Okay, let me check this. There's another one I found.
There's definitely an Instagram, but the Facebook may not be even activated, you know?
True. Okay. Man, all right, so these are things I'm glad I'm looking at right now because we need to clear this up so that way they're finding you. I don't care if they're close to the name of things like that. We want to make sure they're finding you, not them, you know? So,
yeah.
All right, cool. So let me put this in here right now. I'm sure Kimberly will be able to find it as well, too.
Publicly is Appliance Bros. It's not Appliance Brothers. So if you looked up Appliance Brothers... You may have found somebody else. We use Appliance Bros, period.
Okay, got it. All right, let me see here. There's an Appliance Bros. Nope, that's not it either. Definitely not it. Okay, that's all right. I don't want to spend time too much on there. I know you're driving, got things to do, so. I'll make sure we'll bring that up when we talk to Kimberly tomorrow on that one.
If you want, the Instagram handle is Appliance Bros LLC. That's the Instagram handle. I don't know if it needs to be changed to something more, not LLC, I guess, or whatever. But that if you had to look for it, it doesn't have anything on it, really.
Okay. Well, remember, we're going to only work on that Facebook, though, for you on there. So those ads on there.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. If I could give you a suggestion, I don't mind if you take it with a grain of salt because, you know, I'm not your, you know, this is your company. But everything in my eyes should always be consistent, right? Very congruent. So if you have one flyer, for example, if you had a flyer out for a promotion for you at 20% off and then you have another flyer somewhere else that says 25% off, it just kind of throws it off for you and for customers, you know? So same thing with the business name. You know, try to keep it as congruent as possible. It will help for everything connecting together, too. So just a little advice out there, you know?
I hear you. It's a I think Kimberly made the Instagram, like, kind of just get things started. Anything I do personally is going to be Appliance Bros. It doesn't sway from there. I try to keep the LLC out of
there
it.
There you go.
And that's what I do, but, you know, that's what she made, and it was just like a, you know, the spur of the moment thing, I guess.
For sure.
But, yeah, I do agree with you there.
Yeah. All right. Well, no worries. You know, I'm sure after us talking with her, too, she'll be able to get things in line and fix whatever she needs to do as well, too.
I'm sure.
All right. And then also, Kimberly, how do you spell her last name, do you know?
Castillo is C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O.
Castillo. Okay, perfect. I'm going to put her as an authorized user on the side there, and her number, boom, boom. Saved it right here. All right, perfect. That way we're not contacting you. I'm putting it all in the notes right now so that way I can delete it to your number as well, too, okay? So I'm going to make sure
Okay, perfect.
Right. Now, for your bread and butter, man, okay, how do you or what services would you like to be found for no matter what? I mean, obviously, appliance repair. Do you do appliance installation? Is there specifics that I can add in here that you can think of?
The thing about appliance installation is that it doesn't really pay well. People don't want to pay to do that. We are willing, but it's not really something that we specialize in. It's more like, we repair that thing. Now, I can tell you the appliances that we repair, which would probably narrow down the scope because other services that we've used, they throw vacuums at us, they throw grills, and they throw things that we really don't fix, you know? So I'll tell you this. Washing machines.
Okay.
Washing machines, dryers, dishwashers, cooktops, ranges, ovens, refrigerators, freezers, bar refrigerators, wine coolers, hoods, vent hoods for kitchens. Usually high end grills. Only high end grills.
High end grills. Okay, so I got a lot of stuff in here. I try to type everything up in there. Give me 1 second.
No worries.
Okay, I'm going to repeat some back to you, okay? Got appliance repair. Right. Small appliance repair services, washing machines, dryers, dishwashers. We got ranges. We got ovens, fridges, refrigerators. I'm putting it all in different ways for you, okay? Freezers, wine coolers, bar refrigerators, high-end grills. Uh-huh. Am I forgetting anything in here?
I think I don't think I heard cooktops.
Cooktops it is. Wow, beautiful.
Microwave ovens and microwaves. I guess if you want to be specific, wall ovens.
You never know. I mean, the more we have in here, the better because that's just keywords more to you. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, I'm just thinking. Even like steam ovens.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think that's as much as I can think of right now. I feel like I'm missing something, but who knows?
Well, the good news is tomorrow when they bring this up again, they're gonna double down on it just to make sure in case you guys forgot anything or if I forgot anything or misspell something, then they can go in and add that or clean it up for you guys. Okay. Just don't want them starting from scratch talking to Kimberly tomorrow. Acting like they have no idea who you guys are. So,
no problem.
Today. Yep. All right. And now, next part, let's double check to make sure that you have that email. Did that email ever come through to you?
I'm sorry? You broke up there.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I was saying, did that email ever come back to you, though?
Let me see. Hold on.
Okay.
No, it didn't come in.
Still. Okay. Let me see. Looks like our team already accepted on our end. Weird. Okay.
The last email I got was 2 days ago. It says ADIQ Google Partner Program. That's the last one 2 days ago that I got from you guys.
Okay, hold up. Let me make sure I look here.
Could it be because it's an AOL email?
No. Let me see. Oh, wow. My email just acted slow out of nowhere. Right, let me try it one more time here. Huh. Okay, there we go. Boom. There we go. Appliance Pros. Yeah, I'm definitely sending it to the same one there. I don't know if it's a bad connection or what. Okay. All right. Well, you know what? Not a biggie. As long as you get it sometime soon, that'd be great. Now, there is something important I definitely need to make sure you have, is our phone number. It's the 877 number. So let me know when you're ready. I'm going to give you this phone number. I want you to save it, okay? Or actually, I got it better for you. I got it better just to be safe. I'm going to text you this number right now. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's perfect.
All right, cool. I just want to make sure you're safely driving. I thought about that for a minute.
No, don't worry. I got off the highway. We're all good.
Oh, you're good. Okay. All right. So the phone number is 877.
Uh-huh.
635.
Okay.
6225.
That's 877-635-6225.
Yep. Save it as Local Splash. From here on, we'll be calling from that number, okay?
Okay, got it.
Now, also, I do have to ask, I'm pretty sure I checked this before last time, though, but your business, is it licensed or insured?
It's licensed how?
Do you need to be licensed in order to do the work in your area? It is different for everybody.
Well,
you need to be
licensed to do refrigeration, which I am licensed. But whoever's doing the work needs to be licensed. Insurance, we don't, but we plan on doing that. So you can put that.
Okay.
And I'll put it, and I'll make that happen ASAP.
Okay. I'll just put in the works. How about that? All right. Perfect. All right. Cool. So it looks like I got everything here. Let me shoot that out to them right now. Boom. Okay, and then my reminder didn't. So weird. Okay, the next part is going to be the voice verification. Okay, it's where everything's recorded. It's protection for you. I don't accept no for an answer to anybody that joins with our family because it really is protection for you guys. I want to put the pricing in there. I will ask a few questions just to verify who you are. So try to answer as clearly as possible. If for any reason you got some questions or concerns, stop me in my tracks and ask away. That's what I'm here for. But you will hear me bring up the phone number again that I just gave to you. That's how we're going to go ahead. If you decide to part ways in the future, I'm going to tell you how to do that in the recording, okay? So without further ado, let's go ahead and get this started. All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Appliance Brothers, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Brian Umana. I am a technician / owner.
Perfect. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Repeat that. I'm sorry. I didn't.
Of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, right?
Yes.
All right, perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause on this for just a minute here. Now, after this recording part here, Brian, we're going to set up a security question and answer, okay? That way, anytime we call in, whether it's calling to Kimberly or to you, we will only ask the security question. We will never give out your answer, right? That way, we keep everything very confidential, and we're not falling for anything, any traps out there on either end of our situation there, okay? So I just want to make sure you're aware. Okay, I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Say that again? Sorry.
So pretty much what this is saying is we can't read your mind and we will not do something without your permission either. So please communicate with us if case you need us to update your website or anything of that nature. At your best knowledge, okay? But I'm going to ask you one more time. Here we go. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on February 1st in the non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be recurring payment. So when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the first of every month in the same amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I just provided to you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. As promised, I just want to make sure we're putting everything up in there for you, okay? So, last part here. Security question. I joke around about this all the time, but I've actually seen it happen. So, please don't forget your own answer to your security question. All right, I don't want you locked out of your own account. Now, we have 3 choices. We have mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do city I was born in.
Okay. And again, this will never change. So what would that answer be?
Hello?
Yep. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you. I was saying this answer would never change. So what would that answer be?
Wayne.
All right. Like Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
All right. All right, cool. So I'm going to go ahead and put that in there. This, again, will never change, all right? So please make sure that Kimberly knows that as well, because we will ask her that same thing, okay? We will never give out the answer to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. If for any reason you guys feel uncomfortable or there's some red flags, you're like, I'm not sure if I'm talking to the right people, hang up the phone and just call the 877 number. That's the best way of doing that, okay?
Okay.
All right. On the card that we're using today, is it the first and last name brand, or is there a middle initial as well?
I don't think there's a middle initial. Let me double check.
Okay.
It's just Brian Amano.
Okay, perfect. I got to ask, man, what nationality are you in this?
I'm from El Salvador.
El Salvador. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. That kind of got me with like a Hawaiian feel to it, too.
Oh, really?
So. Yeah, yeah. All right. It's pretty cool, though. All right. Sorry. So, now, Brian, on the card that we're using today, is it to the same billing address that we have on file, the 470?
It would be 40 Summit Ave, Hawthorne, New Jersey.
Oh, shoot. Okay, so let me take this off here. Okay, let's go that one more time.
40 Summit Ave.
40 Summit Ave. Okay.
Unit 2.
Okay. And is that Clifton?
Hawthorne, New Jersey.
Hawthorne.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what's the zip code for that?
Zip code is 07506.
Six. Thank you, sir. And then what kind of payment method are we using today? Is it Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Let me double check.
I always get confused with Master and Visa, man. Those circles, I don't know.
It would be a, looks like a debit MasterCard.
Okay. All right. Now, for security purposes, I can't repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
All right. No problem. And one more question. If I want to change this card number, this is the only time I'm going to use this. How do I change the card? Can I do it online? Do I have to call?
Just to be safe, on the safer side, I would call in and do it. You know, they can do that for you. Now, you should be able to do that, but even still, I'd rather play it safe than sorry. Call in and have them do it for you, especially something like that serious, you know?
Okay, sounds good. So, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, it's 5108.
Okay.
0502. 8102.
Okay.
4633.
and the expiration date?
12/27.
All right. And last but not least, the security code.
656.
All right, beautiful. Let me go ahead, and before I process this payment, let me make sure I have this all here. Well, I guess I don't have to put the unit number for this one on here, so good. There we go. Boom. Okay, so before I process this payment, I want to make sure I refresh it a few times. I hope you don't mind, just because again, now you know I don't mind. This is a really nice promotional rate. I want to keep it that way in our systems here, so.
Okay.
This last one. Okay, we're looking good. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $249. Please stay on the phone with me, okay, Brian? I want to keep to my promise here. All right.
Okay,
all right, all right, cool. So I'm sending this here. Boom. And you should be receiving an email and a text. Now, I'm just going through. I'll let you know as soon as it processes. Okay, just went through on my side. Now, let me make sure. Still.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay, you got it. The email or the text?
The charge. I didn't get it.
Oh. All right. Cracking me up. All right, so let me go.
Okay, I got an email.
Oh, nice. Okay. Now, the email should be local splash initial invoice. That's the one we're going to look at first. Do you see that one?
Okay, I'm seeing that.
Okay, cool. In there, there's a spot where it says, click here to accept subscription terms. Do you see something like that?
Yeah.
Perfect. If you click on that, there's everything that we discussed in there. You can even look right to the Facebook ad stuff. We, like as promised, put 100 of those $249 into your Facebook ads for you, all inclusive. Now, there are short descriptions of other packages that we didn't get to go over on that. Again, if you did decide to move forward with those packages, please let me know, okay? I want to make sure you get that same discount. Read through it carefully. Take your time. I'm here. But at the bottom, there's two checkboxes. Everybody misses them because they're so small. You're going to click those so that way you can not sign your name. You're just going to type in your first and last name and let me know where it takes you next. But, again, take your time. I'm here with you if you need anything, okay?
Okay, give me 1 second.
Sure thing. As you're doing that, I'm going to change the phone number and delete your number right now, if that's all right with you.
Okay.
Over here.
Yeah, no
worries. Okay. All right. Awesome. I'm just letting you know, I'm still here with you. I know it's a little silent.
No, I'm reading. Just don't
okay. No, I just want to make sure you know I'm not hanging up on you, man. Thanks for money, buddy. No, I'm not like that.
No, no worries.
All right, cool. There you go. And again, if you have questions for me too, let me know. That's what I'm here for, right?
What's the early termination fee?
Is that for the MySite website thing?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's not for you. So we have two different types of websites. MySite website is one of our most extravagant websites that we have, which is $2,500. So that's what we have here for. Yeah, yeah. Anything to do with that website for MySite, there's different charges just because they make sure within that first meeting that they're on point with that website. There's more for like e-commerce, I guess you can say, or scheduling, things like that. Now, the website we have for you, though, is still really good. It's just you don't need it, those extra fluffs. I think, yeah, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think you're selling your clients, right?
No, I'm not selling appliances.
Okay. Yeah, then we're good.
Okay, no worries. I'm just reading.
Yep. No, you're good. I'm glad you're asking, though. I'd rather you be on the phone with me and ask those questions and getting addressed than, you know, kind of having some things lingering out there, so.
No worries.
Yep.
All right. You said something about $100 towards the Facebook ads. Where is that?
Yep. Go to where it says Facebook. And it should be right there. Let's say 149 towards local, and then the other $100 is going towards your Facebook ads.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what's local?
That's your local bundle. So, yeah, keep it on the first page of Google. You got your directories. That's everything right there too.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm gonna be real with you, Brian. I actually did this as a favor. Usually the pricing with this, it's still the same, even if you didn't do Facebook ads. So I'd rather the money go towards something for you that's benefiting your company than to nothing on there. So
okay.
There you go.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So click here, your name. So I put my middle name, just Brian Amana?
Yep. Just like I always thought. Yep. And then...
Okay.
Let me know where it takes you next, though. I just want to make sure it's working properly.
Username and password.
Perfect. All right. So this is how we know this is all set. That right there, if I give that to you, I have that, but if I give it to you, it's to your dashboard, your tracking system. So it's going to be a blank slate. Yeah, we got to work on it now. So tomorrow, when they speak to you or Kimberly tomorrow, they will give her or give you both the password and login and show you how to maneuver through it. I'm going to tell you right now, that should be your next best friend, okay? If you miss a phone call or anything like that, you can find the customer's numbers. They will be in there, okay? You'll be able to track your traffic going in and out of your website, literally everything. So,
wow, that's nice.
Yeah. So tomorrow is a very important phone call for you guys to make sure that they show you that stuff, okay? And,
Good. Yep.
Brian, I got to say this, though, man. Like, talking with Kimberly, too, she's very sweet. Talking with you. You guys are amazing. I think you're going to do very well with this, seriously. So please just keep that communication alive with us so that way we can make things happen the way you need it to, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you. I do appreciate it. You do good at what you do. That's what I can tell you.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. Well, Brian, welcome to the family. Congratulations. Again, please let us know if for any reason that you guys cannot make the appointment tomorrow, we'll reschedule. Last but not least, though, were you able to get the other email where it was saying for the actual meeting?
I got two. Here it says, to get your business profile verified, action needed. Picture
okay,
needed
yep.
for Google Verify.
Correct, yeah. That's what I was mentioning, to get that verification process a little bit smoother. The more you have on that, the better. You don't need all of it, though. But if you can, the better it is. The other email should be labeled like... Local Splash, C-I-E-N, and I'll have your Kimberly's phone number on there. Do you see that one?
I'm looking. Hold up.
Okay.
Local Splash, blah, blah, blah. We receive your login credentials within 7 days. No, I don't see that.
Still nothing?
All right. Nothing. I don't know what's
going
on.
Yeah, that's weird. Everything else came through, you know?
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
All right, no worries. I have it in the notes on here that you're accepting on this, so assuming it's just fine. But again, just let us know if you need to reschedule on that, all right?
Okay, well, no worries. 4 o'clock, right?
You got it. 4 o'clock. Your time from 4 to 5, okay?
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No problem. All right, Brian. Take care. Drive safe.
All right. I'll talk to you. No, I'm home already. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
I'll
oh, man. All right, let's see you.
All right, see you. Bye.